Well, I don't know if any of you have necessarily heard of the Monophysite heresy. I'm sure some of you have if you've listened to my talks. But that was the heresy where some people in the early church, starting in about the 250s all the way through, you know, the Council of Nicaea, thought that Jesus was really true God, but he really wasn't true man. He really didn't become a man. He appeared like a man. He looked like a man, but he really wasn't subject to all the limitations, the finitude, and everything of a man. He was really God in the kind of disguise or appearance of man. Well, this is the absolute proof, this reading from the Gospel of John, that the Monophysite heresy is wrong. When the Son of God has to literally obey his mother, and he does, you've got a definite true man. He is subject to all the limitations in humanity. I'm reminded of the great Jewish phrase, obey your mother and everything will be okay. But all kidding aside, I mean, this marvelous feast that we celebrate today, you know, so combined with the feast of, St. Bernadette too, and of course, combined too with Mary as the mediatrix of grace, and so combined with so many other, different feasts of Mary, is really manifest in the gentleness and the goodness of this miracle at Lourdes. It's such an important thing. I mean, it literally almost turns Europe on its head. It's at a time when Europe is going through a terrible materialistic and scientific crisis, right? Everybody is reducing everything to rationalism, scientism, empiricism, materialism. I mean, Europe is on a binge almost to destroy its soul and its transcendent nature. And who does God choose to bring, you know, this transformative event into the world? Well, it can't be his son, because that'd be the second coming of Christ. And that truly would be the end of Europe. So that didn't happen. He chooses his mother. And of course, the idea of the mediatrix of grace right there. You know, this is really kind of the beginning point of these really radical apparitions of Mary that are going to be very transformative of Europe. And of course, he not only chooses his mother, but he chooses St. Bernadette, a rather humble, gentle, very much like the young Mary, person to be the person who is going to receive this miracle. And so, of course, there's something remarkable about it. God's going to save us in an almost motherly way, right? He's going to save us in this almost gentle way that the first reading from the book of Isaiah, you know, almost metaphorically, picturesquely, you know, portrays for us. But there it is, this whole feminine ethos, right? And it's not, you know, it's feminine ethos in the best sense of motherliness and love and compassion and care and gentleness. Sounds like the Beatitudes to me. And of course, all these things are present, you know, and they're going to literally turn Europe on its head. They're going to give this strength to the Catholic Church to withstand this almost rationalistic, scientific, profusion of ideas that's kind of taking over. And of course, how does he come? He comes, you know, the Blessed Virgin Mary appears. And if you've ever been to Lourdes, right, if you've ever been on one of those candlelight vigils that are going down to the grotto in Lourdes, if you've ever been there with the singing of Ave Maria, with all of the various songs that are going on, there's something absolutely Jesus-like, transcendent-like, gentle-like, Mary-like, all combined into one in this experience. It really is transformative just being there. Of course, if there's something that really is remarkable or miraculous that takes place, it enhances it, but does not need that. because the grotto experience itself is already this kind of blessing. This, you know, it's still emanating the transcendence and the presence of God to this very day. But I just look upon this and I just think this is typical of the way God works. You've got this Nobel Prize winning guy, right? Dr. Alexis Carroll probably has done the definitive study of tuberculosis, you know, for his day. Of course, we know much more about tuberculosis today than we did back then. But he was kind of the guy. And what I find so interesting about him is that, you know, he has this patient. And the patient has tuberculosis. He knows tuberculosis very well. He's got all of the x-rays on file. And, you know, in those days, they did use very primitive and powerful x-rays and so forth. He has them all on file for, and of course, off she goes to Lourdes. And, you know, Alexis Carroll just pats her on the head and says, "Go right ahead. I'm sure it'll do you some good." And she comes back into the office, and she's so instantaneously and so perfectly cured. He, practically speaking, doesn't recognize her. He's practically recognizing her by her voice. And of course, "I will not believe until I see the x-rays, then I can tell." And of course, he looks at the x-rays afterwards. He knows that's the same set of lungs. That hasn't changed, except the lungs changed completely in the sense that they were completely undiseased. And of course, off he goes to his pilgrimage to Lourdes, which is the complete transition of his life. From rationalist to believer, from a kind of hard sort of believer to that gentleness of soul, to a guy who is practically purporting eugenics at one point, to a guy who is literally trying to appropriate Christianity desperately at the end. The effects of the miracle of Lourdes, the effects of Our Lady of Lourdes, the effects of Bernadette, right? The effects of this kind of, you know, feminine ethos that just sort of transcends and transforms a hard rationalistic exterior that is taking over with a kind of a hardness of heart that, of course, can only be broken through by the love of a mother. And that's who God sends. And that's how God sends her. And of course, when you look at it to this very day, still transforming the hearts of people so that seeing with their eyes these transformations that can be validated in science, their minds might come to believe what their hearts already knew in experiencing Mary, whose presence is still with us at that wonderful grotto of Lourdes. Amen.